What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us about 1 hour from right now. We'll talk all things NBA with our man Eddie. And there's a lot to talk about. Maybe not in this exact moment, as there's just, you know, things, whether they're percolating or they're a stalemate or it's a staring contest, as Sam Amick referred to today in the Athletic/New York Times with Jonathan Kuminga and the Golden State Warriors. There's a big couple of days ahead. If I got my math right, Luka Doncic becomes extension eligible tomorrow. I think there's questions about whether he's going to sign this long-term deal with the Lakers. It looks like 4 years, $229 million is out there. And then you got De'Aaron Fox the next day, August 3rd. He's due, he's eligible for a contract extension with the San Antonio Spurs. I think there's a lot of unique questions regarding both of those guys for very, very different reasons. There does seem to be some evidence, circumstantial, but evidence nonetheless, that Luka Doncic is in fact going to sign this 4-year, $229 million deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I saw that he was eligible, I was like, yeah, he's not going to sign. There's no need to right now. Same things we've talked about in the past with De'Aaron Fox, but I've seen more about it that I don't want to say he's expected to, but there's more reports out there now that, yeah, he might just go ahead and sign this extension with the Lakers right now. And it'd be a little surprising, but
I couldn't find the number. I guess I've gotten dumb in my 23 years here at Odyssey. What's the number if he doesn't? Does anyone know that off the top of their head? Because I found 4 years, 229. I couldn't figure out what. I assume it would be 5 years, but I couldn't find any evidence of that.
So here's what I'm assuming it would be
280 or something.
Here's what I'm starting to think. He wouldn't get the same thing that he got for the Mavericks, would he?
No. Like that super duper Jaylen Brown. No.
So this
because
one,
he's not, he's
this
on
one would just
team.
Be like,
so that was, sorry to, I think that number, the Dallas Mavericks number is 5 and 335.
I want to say it was in the threes. Yeah. And this one is like, if it's five, it's like 270 something or something.
So
maybe even less than that, because I heard it they cost them like $100 million.
So the $100 million would mean this year,
gotcha.
Because he could have signed that contract at 335 today. Mm-hmm. This he could have signed that with Dallas. If he signs today, it's year to year a net loss of $100,000.
Gotcha.
If he signs next year, it alters a little bit because you've played another year under that contract, and then obviously you have the added year on that. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's not $100 million.
Gotcha.
So I'm not I'm not sure the mechanics of this one, because generally the contracts is signed. The contract would be signed, but we've never seen a situation like this before.
It feels like Luka might. The only thing that comes to mind is like if Luka's like, look, I just I want some security,
mm-hmm.
And I do want to help these guys have some wiggle room to make moves. I'm already making a lot of money in the NBA and off the court. Not that you just sneeze at it, but if the difference is $50 million, like, I'll take this peace of mind and being with the Lakers and some of the things that I'm able to do now in LA and keep that 50. I wouldn't advise it because you're going to get it anyway. Like, the Lakers are – Luka could get hurt and they're going to sign him to the extension. So – why not just wait and sign the bigger contract? You're not going nowhere. They're not moving you anywhere. So why not just wait? But I guess he's like, nah, let's get it done now, potentially.
Yeah. I wonder if – I can't think of any – like, the Lakers would want this. They'd want to know he's here for the next 4 years. There's no cap reason. There's no apron reason. There's no – financial reason, there's no maneuvering reason that they wouldn't want this done right now. That's why they won't sign LeBron James. It's right. all of that stuff. That's why they won't sign LeBron James. Yep. And that's why LeBron James is training in front of a Clippers logo.
Shut out LeBron.
LeBron going full game fit right now, posting 3:30 a.m. screenshots talking about another day to work or whatever.
He did that today?
Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta see what
it's like.
Let's see what King's like, talking about.
I'm pretty sure he's done that every day since the Men's Health article came out.
There he is.
Yep.
3:31 a.m.
Hey,
finish this week off strong. Let's get it.
Now LeBron's a motivational speaker.
And then there's an ad for a spicy margarita.
Well. Some of us finish our weekend strong differently. Not wrong with a margarita.
LeBron was, he was perturbed by all this.
Was not pleased.
He was a little perturbed.
And Luka, you know, shout out Luka. He's trying to keep the peace. He's wrote like, LeBron has been amazing. He's been accommodating. He's been welcoming. He's been great. Like, I admire his work ethic and his approach to the game. And he, in the article and in subsequent appearances, he's glowing about LeBron James. LeBron's just working out at a Clippers facility.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Do you think
that he would be at the Clippers facility, put the logo in his post?
See, that's the thing, too, because there's no way it was just like a casual, LeBron's photographer's like, hey, I'm gonna come in and I'm just gonna get some shots of you working out, man. We'll show everybody your approach to the offseason. Yeah. Cool. LeBron was like, hey, I'm gonna do this stretch. You stand right there. Make sure that logo is on full display. King, you sure? You sure, King? Hey, what'd I say?
No, wait, look.
I want it perfectly framed.
This is what he did. He told him. He said, look, man, take this picture of me while I'm stretching or whatever. Takes the picture. You like that one, King? Nah, bro, the Clippers logo ain't in there. Well, I didn't think you want. No, I want the Clippers logo in there. Move over to the left and get the Clippers logo in there.
And I don't want any guessing, too. Make sure it says Clippers in the background.
He goes, all right, King.
Got it.
Okay.
Hey, kid, we're going out to the court now. Come on.
Takes the picture. You mean like this? Yes, that is perfect. Thank you.
LeBron, are we going to get in trouble for this?
What if the Clippers don't even know he's there?
There's a stack of 100 Nikes in LeBron's closet, all Laker colors. And he goes, no. Give me these black joints.
Give me the all black joints. What if the Clippers didn't even know?
That'd be hilarious.
It was like,
LeBron broke into the Clippers facility with a photographer.
Yeah, Yeah,
of course they knew. Because he only, Ty, I'm coming through.
Hey, yeah. No,
Ty's like coming through to the house. Now I'm going to go work out at your facility. At the house? Come on, man. Open the door for me at the Clippers facility. All right, man. I can't wait till he posts a picture with Steve Ballmer.
Bruh, that is going to break the internet when he does that. LeBron James, first of all, he's LeBron James. Second of all, he's in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. You know how many gyms and colleges he could go to? You know, he could go to USC. He could go practice at UCLA. He can go to Loyola Marymount.
LeBron
he could go
James
to Malibu.
Has a 23,000 square foot house in Brentwood. He has a gym. I've seen it. Like he's posted pictures. It's like half inside, half outside. Yeah. No, he's has a gym.
He goes,
this was to make a point.
He bypasses every gym that he could go into in the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles, and goes to the Clippers gym. Yeah. He might have went out of his way
he's
to
driving
go to,
around.
He drove past four gyms.
He's driving around. What did he drive to Inglewood? He's driving around. Bronny's like, hey, let's go to this one. Nah. Bronny's like, Dad, there's a gym right there. Nah.
Hey, Dad, El Segundo, that's where the Lakers facility. Why aren't we getting off here?
Dad, am I going to get in trouble?
Dad.
Dad, I don't think I can work out here. That's all right, son. You won't be in any of the pictures. It's cool.
That was crazy. The more you really think about it, that was so calculated. It was crazy calculated.
Oh, that's amazing. Of course it was.
It was crazy calculated.
I saw his story. I got to look to see if there's anything on the static feed this morning. See what we got from LeBron's workout today. No, nothing.
Nah, just the 3:31 a.m. joint.
LeBron out there golfing, though.
He a golfer now.
He out there golfing.
He definitely a golfer.
Oh, King. Okay, wait a second.
Wait
a second. Hold up. All right, I'm going to kill this sound. Look at this video. Look at this video right here. Everybody watch this video. So it's LeBron James in workout attire. Huffing, puffing. Do you notice anything funny about this video?
Is there no sweat?
Not a bead of sweat coming from this man's forehead, coming from his nose, coming from his teeth. Look at his. Look at he got a gray dry fit on, dry as can be. Bro, I love LeBron James to no end, but Jesus Christ,
this boy hilarious.
This man,
man.
Is huffing and puffing. Like he just played a double overtime game at the Garden, and he don't have a bead of sweat dropping from his head.
Hey man, every day he gets closer and closer to being the GOAT because of these actions. Mike never did anything like this.
Mike never,
and I mean that in a positive way. Mike never gave me comedy relief like this.
Can we go back and watch that and watch how many times he looks directly into the camera? Here we go. Let's see.
I just mistakenly looked at the comments. That's all right. There's someone at the front door. The probably food.
Here we go.
I looked at the comments, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think, look at him again.
Come on, man. Hey. Hey, come on. Come on.
He's not even trying. Like
I'm
you
just
said.
I'm telling you what's in the comments.
Come on, comments.
If you wear gray and you sweat one drop.
That's it. That's it.
Over for
that's
you.
That's it. He could have had black on. No one would have known. He wore gray and it showed. There ain't nothing there.
I purposely have gray workout shirts because I can do a whack workout, but I'm still like, man, I look like I killed it today.
Feel accomplished.
There's not. That is a fresh gray shirt.
Come on.
And even if somebody goes, he's LeBron, he probably brings 10 shirts for a workout. Still, if you've been sweating and you put that gray shirt on, it's still going to have sweat.
If you're filming something for Instagram, you're filming the sweat part.
Facts.
Yes. Well, look, here's the other aspect of it. So in the off season, in a gym with nobody around but your people, that's when you decide to put a shirt on. But when you're at work,
this guy,
you decide not to have a shirt on.
I have the same complaint about Damian.
Look at no shirt. Hold on, look. He ain't got no shirt on. Watch. See, let the man live. He don't have a shirt on.
He don't know if he's working out, man. I'm trying to see what LeBron is looking like last summer. Was it all Laker gear?
Ooh, good question. Good question. His last, let's see, what day is this? I was gonna say he's in Laker. He's in Laker gear. No, he's not. That's Bronny. man, LeBron is a machine.
Oh, goodness, well, gracious. It's a little different. It was Team USA last year.
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
little different.
That's funny. There's some Lakers posting, and I keep scrolling. Well, there's two of them in a Miami Heat uniform.
Well,
a couple Cleveland Cavaliers ones.
Here's a work. Yeah, he did a lot of Team USA stuff. It's hard to tell last year. I could go back to the year before if I wanted to. This is what we do. This is why LeBron James and other people.
I will describe this while you guys do your searching because we can't have dead air. D'Lo and Casey are both scrolling Instagram right now, looking for LeBron workout videos.
That's why these right. athletes like.
This is the best show in America.
We're looking for evidence that he wore Lakers gear during his workouts last year.
Now I'm at July.
Because maybe it's not LeBron that's hypersensitive, maybe it's us.
Sure.
Maybe we're hypersensitive to everything LeBron James does.
If you were LeBron, would you wear Laker gear during your offseason workouts?
I'd at least go into the gym.
No, but
I don't think I would.
I'd wear my Nike stuff, but I'd probably work out at the Lakers facility.
If I wasn't
working out at home, I don't think I would work out at the Clippers facility.
So
is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I missed that part.
Yeah. So August 18th, 2023, because I gave him a pass last year because it's Team USA. He's shirtless working out in one of these videos.
Oh, Kenny's offended.
But at the end, at the very end, where the video like is the still shot, and it says "Watch more reels or watch again." He's sitting there in his Lakers dry fits.
Oh, there it
is. He's at the Lakers facility working out the entire time.
I have a question for you guys. Bigger Laker fan right now, LeBron or Kenny?
Oh, Kenny
might
for
be
sure.
Kenny. Kenny. And I don't even like the Lakers, but Kenny. It might be Kenny.
Kenny for sure.
There's another one. LeBron at the shirtless again, but there he is. This is September 27th. This is training camp, I think, actually.
September 27th, that's definitely training
camp. Yeah.
Maybe everyone is hypersensitive to what LeBron James does.
We are. We certainly are. But he's also doing things purposely. We are, but he is absolutely – I'm not saying like he's got a foot out the door, but he's not – none of this was by accident.
Well, he's so calculated. Mm-hmm. Which is why the Europe Basketball League is so confusing to me. Like
it is.
I understand. Like you put the pictures out there of Maverick and Jokic's agent, who's a big Euro agent out there, and then of course LeBron, and I think they said it was in Saint-Tropez or whatever.
Nice.
Then you immediately get the front office sports report that like, no, this isn't about Denver. This isn't about playing with Jokic. This is about a competing basketball league in Europe. And it's been described a couple of times as a live style league to compete both with the NBA Europe that appears to be on the way and the Euro leagues that are already in existence. And to me, that doesn't feel like a LeBron James move.
What you mean by that?
So I asked you this yesterday, and we didn't really get to get into a discussion about it. But I asked if that was like a step up or a step down from being an NBA owner. Mm-hmm. And anyone who has listened, read, paid attention, knows that LeBron James and perhaps the, you know, whether it's the combination of Spring Hill and the different entities that all involve LeBron James, he wants to own a professional basketball team. Mm-hmm. he's not linked with the Fenway Sports Group for by accident. It's not just for, I don't remember what soccer team
Liverpool.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
he's a very, you know, small owner of that, but part of that is to establish the partnership with the Fenway Sports Group. Mm-hmm. And I can't figure out if starting a competing league in Europe that would directly compete with the NBA, in which he's trying, the way this appears to be laid out, I want to say they would try to pull NBA players. Mm. That's a really difficult PR water to navigate. Mm-hmm. Live is whatever it is. But it was extremely controversial when it started.
Right.
Every time WWE does a show, I think most people don't care about WWE, like on a mainstream sense. But I know wrestling fans have extensive discussions about, yeah, this is gross, man. Stop doing this.
Right. Saudi bag.
There's money there, and they're willing to spend it. And this Saudi wealth fund, they're willing to spend. And it sounds like they're ready to get in on the basketball game. And to me, this just doesn't feel like that calculated move from LeBron James, unless it's a leverage ploy.
Mm.
Unless it's a, dear Adam, the Las Vegas LeBrons are not my only option. Mm. NBA, facetious there, but NBA ownership is not my only option. Mm-hmm. We have other irons in the fire here. This one could hurt you. With what you're trying to do, with what you've been talking about, this one could hurt you. Now, I don't feel like him and Adam have that type of relationship to where they got it. If it was David Stern, yeah, you do what you got to do, LeBron.
Right.
But I don't feel like LeBron and, I mean, Adam Silver joked about giving LeBron James a franchise when giving him a trophy. Mm. It doesn't feel like they're, that it doesn't feel like that's where those two are.
Right.
So I just can't figure out why, if there's any validity to this story that actually involves LeBron James, why LeBron would want this out there, or why he'd even be a part of this, because this doesn't feel like his normal calculated measures.
I agree. I agree with you. And I think we kind of talked about it yesterday, and reading some more about it, listening to Simmons on this one, man, expansion is that might be DOA for right now. At least it feels like it's DOA for potentially this whole next media deal. We're talking 10, 11 years at this point. And it sounds like Adam Silver's really locked into this NBA Europe idea. There were some things that I read about some of these teams in EuroLeague coming up on their contract or their fees or something like that. There's like three or four teams that are like, they got a year left.
Mm-hmm.
And they think this thing with the NBA Europe, I don't know if it's going to be incorporated with the regular NBA or anything like that. Maybe it's a standalone league. NBA Europe is a standalone league. But they think this might happen within the next year or two. Like the 26-27 season is when they might start. That's super fast.
Yeah.
That's super fast. Like 8-12 team league or something like that. And people looking to get into the league, and Adam Silver is literally meeting with these potential owners and soccer teams that may want to get involved. And like a Tottenham might want to have a basketball team, a basketball Tottenham team or something like that. And the amount of money and amount of influence and lineage that seems to be going into this potential NBA Europe League, it doesn't feel to me that LeBron and his idea would be one that could compete. So when you bring up a little bit of a leverage play, I don't, if something did go south or whatever with Vegas and LeBron thought he had that in the bag, maybe he pivoted towards, all right, well, why don't we get involved with this EuroLeague thing, and I could be part of that. Maybe he got shunned away from that. Maybe they said, sorry, LeBron, we already got our people that are interested. And now he's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go start my own thing. Because it just, it's, I don't want to say it's random, but it does kind of seem out of nowhere that LeBron would be involved in something like this.
Yeah. Feels like LeBron is in like peak petty mode or peak frustrated mode.
He's crashing out.
Like he's agitated.
I'll start my own league.
He's agitated at the NBA. He's agitated at the Los Angeles Lakers. And he's just like, forget it, man.
He's agitated at Drake.
Well, I don't know if he's agitated as Drake, but Drake is sure agitated at him.
Yeah, LeBron's got a lot going on right now. He's got a lot going on. The league thing, that's I don't even, unless they told him like, nah, we're pivoting off any idea of you owning a team. I don't know why he'd be doing this. No idea.
Is there a chance LeBron actually isn't involved in this? Like, it's really Maverick and those entities, and you know, Maverick, like, they've, you know, laid out the investors that he's talked to. It's like, if I think $5 billion or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think there's at least a possibility he's not directly involved with it.
That's very much so. Very much so.
Maverick owns a league. LeBron owns a team. Like, it's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you believe some of those rumors that NBA Europe could literally be here within 2 years?
Yeah, like, I think Adam Silver has said as much.
Man, that seems absolutely. Like a quick turnaround. Like, yeah, it feels like it came out of nowhere, and now we're about to start.
The first time he said it, he's like, yeah, we're looking at the next year or two. It was like, what? Like, how? Because he just said, he said that within the last, like, 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quick.
Yeah.
And it, I know if I was in the league, I'd be like, hey, you know our cap went up 7% this year instead of 10?
Hmm.
You know that escrow account that we set up each year? We lost $500 million in that escrow account. I'm going to need you to shift your focus, Commish. I get we're about growing the game. I get all that. But I'm going to need you bring your focus back here, because it appears that you may have taken your eye off the ball, and business is suffering because of it.
He looked like he signed that media deal and just like, all right, my job's done here.
Yeah.
And moved on to some other.
It does look like he moved on to something else. Yeah. And like, again, I don't know what causes the revenue share thing to go the way that it did. I don't know what causes. It's all traced back to dollars made, mm-hmm. but for the cap to only go up 7% when everyone had kind of projected it would go up 10% for like the next 10 years. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, as a player, I'd have questions. Mm-hmm. If I'm Josh Giddey, I'd be like, man, I'm going to need you to step away from this NBA Europe stuff and focus on this. Because all of these things tie together, the restricted free agents, the contracts, the aprons, the cap, they all tie to that revenue. Mm-hmm. And if revenue isn't where it's supposed to be and those things are folding the way that they are, I'd have a problem with all this NBA Facts. Europe talk.
Yeah,
we'll come back, man. We're going to shift our attention back here, Sacramento.
Dude, we're going to come back to America. Mm-hmm. Adam Silver.
Well, my contract's up on Monday. We don't know when Kenny's is up yet. Maybe I'll start my own league.
I signed a poison pill.
Yeah. It's D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Hey, real quick, to put a bow on NBA Europe and stuff like that, at least until Eddie comes through, maybe we'll probably talk about it again. But I did think about something that I see Adam's vision, and this will be pretty dope. You think about soccer and EPL and all this other stuff. When do those games start here in America?
Televised. Are you asking me?
You know. You know, they always be, oh, yeah, we got up at 5 a.m. to watch EPL.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you meant the time of day. Yeah, okay, time. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. 5 a.m. Maybe you get a doubleheader. 5 a.m. Another one starts at 7:30 a.m. Adam could be setting up a situation where literally from sunrise to sunset, NBA-ish basketball. Think about a Saturday or a Sunday where you get the NBA Europe games at 5, 7, and 10, and then maybe you, hell, they'd be having 10 o'clock games here on NBA.
But how, tell me why this NBA Europe thing is different than the XFL or the USFL.
Because
or
you,
the Alliance of American Football or whatever it was called.
You have an established... what's the word I'm looking for? I guess you could say fan base, but you got an established fan base. Like EuroLeague has a following, and all you're doing is taking those teams
for EuroLeague.
Yeah, but you're just taking those teams and putting them in a new league, and then you're adding the basic. So here's the difference: there's an appetite for more professional basketball in Europe. There's not an appetite for more professional football in America. That's why those leagues don't work. And we just want to see the NFL. And we have the NFL here in America, and that's all we care about. They don't have the NBA in Europe. And if they do.
Okay, I got you.
If you want to say EuroLeague is like the NBA, all they're doing is taking the EuroLeague and turning it into this NBA league. They're not trying to establish a new league against the full EuroLeague.
Is it FIBA rules?
That's a good question. I think so.
I don't know. Get Adam Silver on the phone. I have no idea. He's pushing his league along. We don't know anything about it.
I can't get Adam Silver for you.
Okay.
Best I can do is Doc Rivers. I can give him a call real quick.
Just call him. Just call. See if he picks up. Do it on air. Do it on air. Call him on air. And see if it picks up. Go ahead. We'll wait. Go ahead. Call him.
I'm not going to do that because Damien's actually mad. That's my bad.
Yeah, hello. Hello. I think, Kyle, I think you pocket dialed me.
No,
but I'm here.
That's Kenny. That's Kenny. Hang on.
Pocket dialed me. That's so funny. My Someone used the term butt dial the other day. Like, how does that still happen?
My mom says
that. Can't possibly happen.
I must have butt dialed you. How?
One, I'm sorry. Your $1,000 iPhone is in your back pocket? Did you sit down on it?
That's the crazy thing.
Let's do this again.
Crazy.
Your $1,000 iPhone in your back pocket, and for some reason, the screen's open. Okay.
All right. Butt dialed. Great.
That's what she says. That's not what happened.
That's just how I type on my phone. What do you want?
I have never wanted to open a bottle of wine more than I have over the course of the last hour and 50 minutes. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it with a Baker Family Wine.
That's right.
It's right here in Sacramento, man. West Sacramento, to be exact. I'm holding the Zinfandel 2021. Right now, Zinfandel's not always my bag. It doesn't have the deepest... you a Zinfandel guy?
Zin.
Yeah.
Big
okay.
Zin guy.
Okay.
Zinfandel, not Zin. Like Zinfandel wine.
For sure. I got you. Okay. No, it's good. I got you. I always feel it's a little too light for me. Mm. A little too light.
Okay. Okay.
Which is funny because I think this is one of the darkest grapes. You know they say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's right.
This Zinfandel is...
I was going to say the follow-up line, but I can't
say. Can't do that. But this Zinfandel that I'm holding here from 2021 is just one of the many exquisite small lot wines that the Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker, has helped put together right here in Sacramento. Again, West Sacramento. You can go to the tasting room. You could try out all of these wines that we talked about. We went there. It's a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. It's very relaxing. It's very inviting. It's very enjoyable. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com. You can learn more about them. You can join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases like this 755 that we got back here that honors Hank Aaron, and find out so much more about our boy Dusty Baker, the Hall of Famer.
The Hall of Famer, world champion Dusty Baker. I'm gonna have me a bottle this weekend, man. I really don't have anywhere to go, although I think I am going somewhere tomorrow. But I don't have anywhere to go for the most part. I got tonight for sure. I think I'm gonna have a bottle. Or open a bottle. And yeah. I'll let my wife know this time.
Well, that was nice of you. She was not pleased that you drank that entire
She was asleep.
Well, can't sleep, Jasmine. It is what it is. On his birthday, Jasmine?
Well, you know I'd be up late though.
Well, you do be up late. Kind of crazy.
She was asleep at a regular time. I was up still. Nope, we're going to see this day all the way through.
Casey was like, I'm going to get some alone time on my birthday. One way or another.
We're going to see this all the way to 11:59.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com to join Dusty's Clubhouse. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com just to learn more about Baker Family Wines. Remember, it's not in Napa. It is not in Amador County. It is right here in West Sacramento.
Yes.
Well... When I tell you everybody knew that this call was coming, everybody knew that this call was coming. 916.
I put Doc Rivers on hold for this.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Okay.
This is a big deal.
I haven't looked at my text message. So I don't even know who this, I don't even know if he texted me. But
shout out to our man Colt and the crew over there at Elk Grove Kia. It's the Elk Grove Kia talk line here. 916-909-1320. TC.
Oh.
TC, go ahead.
Oh.
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing? TC took a second out from texting me about Trey Lance to make this phone call.
He
took a break from texting you about Trey Lance to talk to you about Trey Lance.
I had to. Hey, now, so before we get started, yeah, I asked Kyle, yes or no, did the boy look nice last night, and did he work on the things that he needed to work on? There's no you.
I'm sorry. Are you asking Kyle Mattson that?
No, I asked Kyle that before when he put me on hold. Now I'm asking D'Lo and Kenny. Yes or no? Did the boy look nice last night? And did he work on some things that he needs to work on?
I refuse to say anyone looked nice in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, TC, I got outside of the 20 minutes it was on while we were still in the studio, I didn't watch the games nor the highlights. I heard he did well, though, and when I did watch him, he made a nice little fourth down touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. That was cool. He was making some other little nice plays. I think Trey Lance still can play. I think he can play. I don't know if he's a starter, and I wouldn't – like, there's no competition with him and Justin Herbert, but I think he's talented.
TC, say what you want to say because you ain't said it yet, and I know what it is. Go ahead and say it.
Jim, now listen, I like his layer throws, the stuff that he needs to work on here that Kyle couldn't develop.
There it is.
Jim Harbaugh's developing. Homie, Jim Harbaugh's going to have this kid looking nice. Yep. Is he going to be an MVP? Listen, is he going to be an MVP? No, I'm not going to say all that. Is he going? But he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league. And ball, we're going to look back at it and be like, dang, Kyle really can't develop quarterbacks, homie. He can't.
Come
Drew,
on,
Drew
man.
Down IG'd me what he thought the transcript of that call would be. He was pretty damn
spot
close.
On, I bet.
He was pretty damn close.
I wish you hadn't faded TC that quickly because I had a question for him.
Oh, okay. Oh. My bad. My bad.
Hey, would you rather? Because I saw the thing last night where a particular 49ers writer who is a hot take guy was like, the Niners messed up with Trey Lance.
Oh, so this was happening last night. I didn't.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I wasn't.
The Niners messed up. They let him go. Hey, if you wanted to do the hot take thing, if we're going to rewind the clock like that,
yeah.
They messed up with Jim Harbaugh. That's where the actual mess up is. If you want to keep it a stack, I would doubt Trey Lance. I would be floored if Trey Lance winds up being a 17-game starter for somebody at some point on a good team. Jim Harbaugh can coach.
I agree.
Let me ask you this.
I agree.
I shouldn't say floored. I'd be surprised.
Go ahead.
Well, because we talked about this almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And I want to get Kyle's POV on this. Is Jim Harbaugh the best football coach in America?
Oh, man.
I know you said no last year. You were saying Andy Reid. A lot of people were talking Sean McVay.
Yeah, Sean McVay's got to be up there for sure.
Man, Harbaugh done this on every level. I know he
wins
like,
a lot.
I didn't know he didn't necessarily win last year, but they weren't an embarrassment. And Sean McVay got a 5-win season, too.
The Chargers to win because Harbaugh was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to win this year.
The Chargers to be better because Harbaugh was there.
I think they're going to win the West this year.
The minute Jim Harbaugh went to Michigan, it was immediately like, oh, man, NFL's going to be calling.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I think he is firmly in the conversation.
Yeah, and
sure.
you don't get in trouble for cheating in the
yeah
in
exactly.
The NFL. I guess John didn't really get in much trouble or Jim didn't get in much trouble.
Who said he cheated?
Didn't he have a self-imposed?
He didn't want to be a distraction, so he
didn't
go.
You had multiple coaches suspended the year that you won a national title.
The championship still counts.
Yeah, because they're smart and they don't take them away anymore.
Yeah, the championship counts. You could just admit they cheated. It's okay.
I mean,
the Patriots cheated too.
Look,
and that dynasty still stands.
I've talked to Jim about this. He hasn't told me anything about he cheated, but he did say he's a team guy. He's a leader. He didn't want this to be a distraction, so he made sure. Look, I'm going to end all this distraction. You guys go out there and play football the way I know you guys know how to because you don't deserve this.
So he will talk to Jim Harbaugh about cheating, but he won't take a photo with Patrick Willis.
Crazy.
That's
well, you know what's funny? As you were driving on your 2-hour commute into the studio today,
hour 45.
Prepping the show, you know, tirelessly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I was at the house. I was prepping the show, doing laundry, just grimy, grimy work, and like, what was you talking about talking to coaches? What was your boy
go,
out there?
Go Sacramento, baby! Yeah. First day of fall camp.
I mean, this was today. He got the same shirt on. This was today. When the man says he knows coaches, he's not playing.
Hey, man,
why don't you wear it?
First day of. Oh no!
That's a good question.
Yet. It's not. It's not game day.
I got
it's
it. Okay. Day. Are we going what color is that? Is that a khaki?
Yeah, khaki. This is what I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna go with a black cowboy.
You're
hat.
Going with the black hat? Okay.
Yeah, because it's gonna be hot. Guy. I'm gonna sweat.
Oh.
And I don't want like sweat marks
got
to come
it.
Through.
Okay.
So
hey.
I'm gonna
okay.
Go I'm gonna go with the black hat too, so my hairline doesn't doesn't ruin the khaki color.
Okay, here's something that I never thought we would talk about on D'Lo and KC. Let's talk about cowboy hats.
Yeah.
So the one he's the one coach
Merriam is wearing.
Merriam is wearing.
Yes, sir.
Is that's actually straw. So that's a straw style hat. If you like tap that against like the mic or against the mic, it makes like a it's like a plastic almost. that it comes out to.
I got you.
So when you worry about sweating through it, not a problem. You're not going to sweat through that.
Do they make black hats like that?
They might. I never...
I'm going to find out.
Found that?
Because that would be more
But Damien, if you're worried, what you're worried about, it would be fine.
Okay.
It's not... There's like a whole liner in there. It's a whole thing. I can't wait for a boot barn trip. Man. It's going to be so far.
I would... Look, I
Custom
can't wait
1320 belt buckles?
No.
No, we can't. I'm not.
You are. You have a whole outfit planned.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown. Shout out Bruce Brown.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to dress like a version of me with the cowboy hat.
I'm at the very least going to have
so
some
you replace. Boots. So you got to replace the Gucci belt with a regular person belt and put the belt buckle on it. That's fine.
I'm at least going to have some boots and a hat. I may have some regular jeans and a regular t-shirt. Because you can do that too.
And I might do that. With boots and a cowboy hat?
Yeah,
that plays.
Absolutely.
Really?
You'd fit in.
Well, like
in
if
every
you're going to
bar
country
in
the park.
Well.
Yeah. Well, Coach got his own gear. Like we.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I might have to get one of those t-shirt from there.
Oh, don't act like you didn't get sent one of those gift boxes.
I didn't get
everybody
one of the John Gruden gift box.
Everybody was opening those except for us. I was like, oh, I guess it went to Kenny's estate.
I didn't get it either.
How famous do I have to get for Sac State to acknowledge me?
I'm sure they know who you are right now.
Aren't you friends with everybody over there?
Yeah, and I can't get a thing.
Oh.
Well, I don't have anything
either. I don't have anything either. Yeah.
I feel like you have a Sac State basketball jersey, Kenny.
I do. Shout out Coach David Patrick. He got that for me.
Coach Patrick said he got me one, too. I ain't never seen the jersey.
Dang, that's crazy.
Coach Patrick left town.
Coach Patrick said, I got a jersey for you, too, and then went to LSU. Had a couple of beers together at Urban Roots, and he left. All right. Guess that's just the way it is.
Yeah, man. But look, I was out there. Shout out to my boy, Leezy. He was out there this morning.
I was...
First day of practice, it was lit.
We were this close this past weekend to going to Las Vegas for the last day of the Cowboy Carter concert.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, you told me.
I told you that story over on KSFM. Part of that, not only was it the tears that came Sunday morning when we saw the Destiny's Child reunion, when we saw Jay-Z on stage, what was going into that was, well... We're going to have to shop for this.
Ah.
Because the whole catalyst to this was Kamara. Yeah. Kamara was like, "You have to see this show." I was like, "Dog, I went to the Renaissance tour. I just saw her last year." It's like, "No, man, you have to see this show." I'll think about it. Then the week kind of worked out the way that it did. We wound up having the Disneyland trip and it was like, "You know, we could pull this off." And so we talked about it for a few days, and then we were like, you know, we need to dress for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm going to get a hat, like, because I need a hat for football season. And then I had to explain to her why we needed a hat for football season. I'm going to get a hat.
Yeah.
We'll figure the rest out. We could do some denim on denim. Like, I'll figure something out, but we got to get the hat. We wound up not going, but I'm going to figure out some go-go Sacramento attire for this upcoming season.
I'm telling you, man.
And it's going to start with a hat.
I'm telling you, you might have to just go ahead and do the Bruce Brown.
I'm not doing that. That ain't for me.
But you can't. Okay, look. You can do the t-shirt.
Okay.
Nice, like some, they're not super slim, but some slim-ish jeans. Get the boots. Throw on the t-shirt, the hat. Boom. I already talked to Coach. I talked to my man CJ. Shout out CJ. Yo, we got the Michael Irvin access, bro. We there. I'm gonna be like Michael Irvin right there on the sidelines.
Okay.
So yeah, you got it. You're good.
Okay. Let's see what Stanley talking about.
Stanley.
Yes, our man Stanley. Stanley, what's good, baby?
Well, I just want you all to know if you're gonna wear a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. You got to get the Tony Romo, and you got to get the Dak Prescott jersey.
No, wait a minute.
Are you crazy? Why would I do that?
You got to get the Tony Romo jersey in white, and you got to get the Dak Prescott jersey in the dark uniform.
Why? So I can go around looking like a loser?
No, so you can go around and be respectable. and stop wearing about them doggone 40 whiners.
Stanley, can I want to ask you something while we have you. I'm so happy that you called because your boys are in the news today. Are you getting concerned about this situation with Micah Parsons?
Why would I get concerned about it?
Because he said he wants to be traded.
Oh, they say a whole lot of things. Didn't he wind up signing Dak Prescott? Didn't he wind up signing anybody that's anything? They always want, even Emmitt Smith, if you want to go back that far, they always do what they need to do.
Okay.
Roger Staubach didn't hold out because there was no days back then where they had any leverage.
So you think week one, Micah Parsons is on the Cowboys?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually agree with you.
Money changes a whole lot of things. Money changes a whole lot of things.
I agree with you.
He's going to get paid.
Okay. He's going to get paid.
By the Cowboys.
Okay. I wonder how much. I appreciate you, Stanley, as always, my friend. Thank you.
Stanley, don't go. Don't go. Not yet. I just missed him. I was trying to talk to Stanley.
He does not like when you do that.
I butt dialed Jerry.
That's my guy, Stanley. And Stanley, don't worry. You see, I'm here on the airwaves right now, and I'm going to buy this company. I'm going to buy that ESPN 1320 like I said I would and like you suggested, Stanley. And also, Stanley, just know I might not pay Micah Parsons because I could pay him, and he was only around for 6 games last year, just like I paid Dak Prescott, and he missed 2/3 of the season. I'm going to think about this when I go to Morton's tonight.
Hey, it's Jerry, if you're going to buy 1320, I got one more. I just got one quick one. Well, we got
yes,
Jerry
Jones.
He's tough to get a hold of. You know what's funny is I bet if I got a hold of him, he would come on this radio station for sure. Like, he would definitely want to talk on the radio.
Probably true.
It's
not like he's ever seen a microphone and went, "No, guys."
Yeah, exactly. But Jerry, if you buy this radio station and you're not paying Micah Parsons, you know, D'Lo's contract's coming up.
Well,
you give him Micah Parsons money.
I'll say this: I talked to my guy Stanley, and he didn't give a rousing review about this Damian character. But I did my own research, and I found out he's been a Cowboys fan, so he's all right with me.
Thanks, Jerry.
You know, it's not always the impressions.
He hung up.
It's not always the impressions. It's the length in which they go on.
It's like Key and Peele. Where you got to find that, okay, it's funny, and then it stops being funny, but then it goes on a little bit longer and it starts to get funny again.
Longevity is the key.
Fact.
Longevity is the key. All right. Seriously, we're here now. The story behind this Micah Parsons thing
is
crazy.
Yeah, it's getting a little weird.
So did I read this right? When it was all breaking, I was at Sac State, so I didn't really get a chance to tap in.
Talking to coach.
So Micah was talking personally to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
To Jerry Jones. They were having a conversation. Jerry thought they were really negotiating. When Micah found out that's what was going on, he said, "Nah, talk to my representatives." Jerry gets mad and says, "I don't want to talk to your representatives. Mm-hmm. We don't have to talk at all." Like, it just goes there. And now Micah Parsons has a 25-page letter on Instagram saying he wants to be traded.
That checks out.
So the way I read it is he was talking to Jerry Jones about something unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then they started talking contract stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Jones decided, oh, cool, we've agreed to a deal. It's a wrap then. See you out there. And Micah went, well, I got to show this to my agent and make sure that we're all good. And Jerry went, well, I'm not talking to your agent. Like, you agreed to this deal. This is the deal we did. You agreed already. And now Jerry won't talk to Micah Parsons' agent.
Hey, Jerry is crazy.
Jerry is crazy.
The nerve to think that you can circumvent. Let's change the words for a second. To think you can circumvent a player's attorney on a contract that will literally change his entire life,
yes,
shows you the arrogance of that senile old man. That is
I've never heard anything like that.
It's unbelievable.
He said, no, I don't have to talk to him. We already agreed. We agreed? What? What are you talking about?
He went, you said what? No takebacks. Yes, deal.
Now, that's even wild. And then Micah is just like, yeah, I want to be out of here.
Can you imagine how informal that conversation must have been for Micah to be so confused? And for, like almost like Jerry tried to slip in a contract negotiation, yes, when, you know, talking about the Powerade stand in the locker room or something. Like, man, how old is Jerry? Is he 80 plus, right?
I'd say my guess is 83.
I was going to say 82. He's 82 years old.
Oh, good knowledge, Mike. Well, a Cowboys fan, you know who he is.
That's crazy.
Don't do that.
That's tough.
Don't do that.
It's tough.
I mean, in the end, God, Jesus. Have you ever seen his full name before?
No, what is it?
Gerald Wayne Jones Sr.
I've never seen his full name.
There.
That's where they start calling him Gerald. That's what they should start doing.
Can you Gerald, like?
Nope, not Gerald. Gerald.
Gerald. So J-E-R-R-A-L?
Boy, let's get this straight. You can spell Gerald, but you can't spell Daquan? Fam, what are you doing right now?
I can spell Daquan.
But Daquan will beat your ass.
There's five different ways people spell Daquan.
Spell Daquan.
D-A-E-Q-W-O-N.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, let's go. Right. Oh, it took me 3 days. Let's go.
Gerald Wayne Jones Sr.
Gerald.
Wayne. Scar called him Wayne. He'd be so pissed. He'd be upset.
Gerald.
This really is the craziest thing ever.
The most Dallas Cowboy thing ever is a guy named Gerald buying the team from a guy named Bum. That is the most Texas thing I've ever heard.
And hey, Gerald is from Arkansas.
Gerald's in.
Gerald is a Razorback.
Gerald is a Razorback, yep. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Do you guys
him and Bill
think this is all much, like Stanley does, do you think this is all much to do about nothing? Micah Parsons will be a Cowboy.
Yeah. I do.
I do, too.
I think Jerry will pay up.
I do, too. I don't know if they're going to pay. Where are they getting the money from? This was always my concern when he started doing, like, oh, yeah, we'll sign Dak and we'll sign CD and they're max player.
Yeah.
I was like, how are you signing all three of these guys like that?
Yeah.
I do think I'll put my money on him being a Cowboy, but I want to see how this plays out.
We'll come back. I think Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with it. I never really know anymore.
Nah.
But
was I supposed to send a link?
I did.
Because if so,
no,
he's
I did.
Not joining
I got
us.
You. It's all good. At about 11 o'clock, I realized Jesse wasn't here today.
Yeah, nah.
So I sent the link out. And we'll see if Eddie clicks it. Who knows? CeeLo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.